This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Authorities in Iraq are trying to find a way to hold elections in the midst of an insurgency. Yesterday, the country's prime minister said the voting could be spread over 2 to 3 weeks. That might make the election harder to disrupt. It is still not clear if everyone will participate in that voting. Some Sunni Muslim leaders have said they will boycott. But the Shiites, who form a majority of Iraq's population, expect to run and to rule. And they formed a coalition to run in Iraq's National Assembly election next month. A third major group, Iraq's Kurds, will participate, but they're concerned about their rights. In the past, the Kurds' American advisors have included Peter Galbraith. He's a former U.S. ambassador to Croatia, a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation, and he now has considerable experience in Iraq, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So the Bush administration and Iraqi authorities have said it's important to go ahead with these elections as scheduled in January. Given that the insurgency is still going on, how do you envision those elections looking?
There are two problems with the elections. The first is that violence, intimidation, and a boycott likely will mean a very low participation in the Sunni Arab part of Iraq, the center of the country. And under the UN-designed electoral system for Iraq, which makes the country a single district with proportional representation, if you don't vote, you aren't represented. So one very likely result of this election is that the Sunni Arabs, who historically ran the country, will not only be out of power, but they won't have a voice in the National Assembly. The second problem is that even if the elections are successful, they are going to produce a majority for the Shiites, who feel it is their turn to run all of Iraq. They have a very specific agenda to create an Islamic state, and that will be resisted by the Kurds, who are well organized, who have Iraq's only significant military force, who are secular and do not want to be ruled by the Shiites, in fact want to retain the independence they've enjoyed for the last 13 years.
I want to understand what you said when you said a single district. In the United States, of course, there are congressional districts. They're all separate. Are you saying everybody votes in the same election in Iraq, and if 60% of the people vote for Shiite candidates, then 60% of the assembly is Shiite? Is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works. So if the Shiites are 55% of the country, the Kurds are about 20%, the Sunni Arabs are the rest, but they don't vote, it will increase proportionately the share of the vote that is going to go to both the Shiites and to the Kurds, that is, to the people who are voting. What you do not see in Iraq is a nationwide party. There's no Iraqi Democrats. There are no Iraqi Republicans, Iraqi Socialists. Again, it is all about identity.
Is there a chance that Iraq, the day after these elections, could be in some important way different than the Iraq a few days before the elections?
It is virtually certain that it will be different. You now have an interim government that is secular, very closely aligned with the United States. After the elections, the majority is going to be religious, very closely aligned with Iran, which in one way or another influences all of these Shiite groupings. And you're going to have the Kurds as the opposition, if you will, but who really don't want to be part of Iraq at all, and who are determined to keep their separate status and who have the military force to do it. Right now, the Kurds are allies of the United States. They're the only Iraqi military force that's actually participating in the military operations in Fallujah, Mosul, Samarra. But after the elections, they may well withdraw from that because the powers in Baghdad will not be the pro-American Alawi regime, but a Shiite religious regime.
Peter Galbraith of the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation, thanks very much.
Well, good talking to you, Steve.